Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
The $100 MBA show, and today is a Q&A weekends episode where we answer your questions right here on the show. If you have a question you want to ask, just email us at contact@100mba.net, or you can tweet at me. My handle is BizRepublic, B-I-Z Republic. As always, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. Make sure you check out our free goodies over there at 100mba.net. We got a free course, full video course right there. We have some free guides for you as well, blog posts, and of course, our podcast. Speaking of the podcast, today's question comes from Brendan, and Brendan asks, how many conferences a year do you recommend attending and why? Great question, Brendan. Good topic. Can't wait to get into it, give you my answer, give you my own experience, share with you why you would want to attend conferences and for what reasons, and the reality of how many you can actually attend in 1 year while getting some work done. All right, guys, let's jump into today's episode. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA show is sponsored by Media Temple. Media Temple's grid service has been the web hosting choice of more designers, developers, and creative professionals than any other platform. That's because a single grid account can host anything from your portfolio site to 100 different client projects. And the grid is ready for anything. Hundreds of servers working together to make sure your sites are online always, even if you suddenly hit the front page of Reddit. And as a special discount to $100 MBA listeners, use promo code MBA25 for 25% off web hosting. Go to mediatemple.net and enter promo code MBA25. So Brendan asks, how many conferences a year do you recommend attending and why? Before I jump into how many conferences you should attend, let me talk about some of the reasons why you would want to attend a conference. Now, there are a few reasons. One, conferences are a great way to meet people in real life and build strong connections, or to build upon existing connections. I can't tell you how many times I've met somebody that I've known online for years, and I met them for the first time at a conference. It makes the relationship so much more stronger. Now, these could be connections with peers in your space. It could be connections with your audience members, your customers, people that are a fan of what you do. These could be connections with mentors or people that you look up to. It also could be connections with people that you might want to work with, clients, sponsors. And still, meeting somebody in person is still the best way to connect with somebody. It's a genuine connection that's still unmatched. Another reason why you might be attending a conference is because you're speaking or you're presenting. Now, obviously, this is great for spreading your message, by building your authority, by becoming a leader in your market. It also allows you to perfect your craft as a public speaker if public speaking is something you want to do more of and maybe get paid for. Now, I mentioned the two reasons why, because depending on why you're going, it will influence how many times you're going to a conference. If you're looking to speak more, then you're probably going to attend more conferences. This show is airing in September, but up to this point this year, I've attended 5 different conferences, and each one I've spoken at. Now, 5 is a lot of conferences in 1 year, and the year's not over yet. This month, I'm going to be speaking at FinCon. I'm also going to be speaking at our own event, Webinar Ninja Live, but that doesn't really count. And I'll be speaking at Podcasters Paradise Cruise in November with John Lee Dumas and Kate Erickson. So you can see I'm making an intentional effort to get on stage more. I want to master my craft. It's one of my goals to become a better public speaker. So I made a lot of effort to make sure that I'm going to a lot of conferences throughout the year and speaking at them. Now, if you have no interest in speaking on stage, that's okay. That's completely fine. And you just want to attend conferences and network and get to know people, that's great too. I did that the year before. If that's the case, if that's your intention, then I recommend going to 2 to 3 conferences a year. Now, I say 2 to 3 because I know firsthand that going to these conferences takes a lot of time and effort. It can also cost a pretty penny, depending on how much the conference is and where the conference is located. I mean, even if the conference is 3 days long, which is typical for a conference in the business sector. It could be really 5 days, depending on where that conference is. If it's on the other coast of where you live, that's a day of traveling. And then you got to come back and then you got to recover. And these conferences are hard work. You're on your feet all day. You're talking, you're networking, you're speaking, you're in top form. So you're pretty exhausted at the end of the actual conference. You actually need a day to recover. In fact, when I come back from a conference, I can't record. My voice is pretty much worn out. I have to take a day, sometimes two, just to rest my voice so I can get back on the mic. So 2 to 3 is a good balance. Now, you probably won't be attending the same conferences every single year. And what happens is that you grow as an entrepreneur. So the conference that you went last year may not meet your needs anymore. So keep your eyes peeled for different conferences you may want to try out. But I highly recommend you do go to at least 2 conferences a year. And for any reason you don't have the time or the money to do it, don't worry about it. Even if you can't do 1 conference a year, see if you can do something local. See if you can do something that's at a meetup. Go to meetup.com or go to Eventbrite and see what's going on locally. The point here is that you want to get out of your office. You want to talk to people. You want to communicate with people. You also just want to work on your communication skills in general. Just talking one-on-one with people about what you do. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, FreshBooks. Time is one of the most valuable commodities when running your own business. It's the reason each episode of the $100 MBA show is so short. Also, entrepreneurs always have a ton of stuff to do on the go, and we get that. FreshBooks, our friend and sponsor of today's episode, couldn't agree more. In fact, saving time is one of the main reasons small business owners love them so much. If the thought of finding time for formatting and sending invoices, tracking your tasks, and managing expenses make you cringe, then you need some FreshBooks in your life. With FreshBooks, small business owners spend way less time on paperwork and end up getting paid an average of 5 days faster. Plus, it's super intuitive to use. Did you get that? Get paid faster? That's amazing. You'll be creating and sending invoices in minutes, watching expenses practically organize themselves, and probably wondering, why didn't I do this sooner? So try FreshBooks for free for 30 days, and you'll find out why 97% of customers highly recommend FreshBooks. Just go to FreshBooks.com/MBA and enter the $100 MBA show in the How Did You Hear About Us section while signing up. Again, 30 days for free, FreshBooks.com/MBA. Guys, I can keep going when it comes to what you can get out of conferences, some of the best conferences to attend, but I'm going to let you check out some of our older episodes where I go into detail. We have episode 82 where I talk about how to get the most out of conferences. Before you go to a conference, how to prepare, how can you make sure that you're getting the most bang for your buck when you go to the conference, all that stuff. We also have episode 153 where I talk about what conferences you should attend in 2015. Now, we're rolling up into the end of 2015, but you can check those out for next year as well. Guys, I found that conferences can be a great marketing tool. A lot of times when people meet you in real life and get to know that you're a wonderful person, they're like, wow, this person is really cool and they own this business and they're not pretentious. I love it. It goes a long way. I mean, I've had that experience with other entrepreneurs and I hope people have that experience with me. So I hope that you could see that conferences have a lot more value than just going to learn about the things you're going to learn about and meeting new people. It's also about how you present yourself and how people get a better impression about you and your business. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. Guys, if you have a question you want to ask, make sure you email us at contact@100mba.net. Tomorrow we have another question. It's Q&A weekends. The question comes from Jason. It says, do you memorize your public speeches or do you use slides as cues? Very good. Very good question. We'll get into that tomorrow. All right, guys, until then, I want to leave you with this. The next time you go to a conference, try to go in with an open agenda, an open mind. Try to meet everybody that you see, whether you recognize them or not. See this as a party, a way to meet new friends, to hear about people's different stories and different businesses, or how they're progressing in their business. But you might be thinking, yeah, I want to meet this person. He's going to be on stage a little bit later. Or I want to meet her. She's somebody I've been looking up to for the last year. And there's nothing wrong with that. You can go ahead and approach that person and meet them. But don't be consumed about trying to meet all your idols and people that you look up to and miss out on meeting some really interesting people that are coming up with you, that are maybe on the same level as you. And you guys are going to be the superstars in a year or two. So make those connections now when they're available. All right, guys, I hope that helps. I'll see you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.